Also from Timber Concert soon, Ghostface Killah this Friday at the Alexander, Arab Music this Saturday at the Electric Owl, and Belle and Sebastian this April 8th at the Vogue. To learn more about Timber Concerts and the shows they are bringing to Vancouver, go online to timberconcerts.com.
Yeah. Oh, man, what that is? Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven one time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge hips down to heavy
bass,
neon lights, and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources. Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And it is a lovely Friday afternoon here, Friday, March 27th. You know, term's almost done.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It's basically summer in CITR. I'm sure if anybody here is listening was listening to the past people, you've heard everybody complain about the heat.
Steam room styles.
You know, it's good, though. It's getting us mentally prepared. I don't know.
Cleaning out our pores and all the negativity in our life. So, yeah.
Exactly.
It's actually quite good for you.
The first track that we played today was a song called Baron's Court, I believe, by Sarah Devachi, and she is currently based in Vancouver. She's going to be featured a couple times in the upcoming Discorder magazine, which will be here very soon, seeing as it's almost April. CITR VP John Q wrote a couple pieces about her, kind of drony. She plays the violin, which is cool. I think she played Music Waste a couple years ago, so that's really awesome. I'm not sure if she has any shows coming up in the city, but if you liked that, you can find her on SoundCloud and listen to some of her other stuff. The really long tracks, which is kind of nice.
Ambient style.
Yeah, it'd probably be good to study too, maybe.
Yeah, ambient music's great study music.
Nice. Yeah. So we have lots of good stuff lined up for you today. It's a big week for FemCon releases. And we're going to play some of them, and lots of other interesting stuff happening on the internet this week.
Yeah, a few albums came out on Tuesday, so we're pretty stoked about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are some other things that are going on that have sprouted over the course of the week that we would like to draw some attention to and discuss.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that as well.
Here on Femme Concept, we play only FemCon tracks, and in order for a piece of music to be FemCon, it has to fulfill 2 of 4 categories, and those categories are that the music was composed by a female, the lyrics were written by a female, one of the performers in the band is a female, or it was produced by a female. So we believe that there is significant gender imbalance and kind of sexism in the music industry, and this is part of the way that we try to challenge that in this show.
So,
yeah. Okay. We are going to play for you now a song by Faith Healer. Very exciting. What song are we going to play, Erica?
The song we're going to play is called Acid, and it's off their album called Cosmic Trouble, which will be out on Mint Records on March 31st. Right now it's available to stream on SoundCloud, and we highly, highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Rennie Wilson, Jessica Jalbert,
yeah.
Edmonton musicians. We played them before.
Lots.
Huge fans.
Yeah, she called into Duncan's show yesterday. Didn't get a chance to listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure it's probably really good. I'm really excited to listen to the podcast.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right, and this is Acid.
Thank you.
Hello, you are listening to Femconcept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're just in the studio with our fan making lots of noise in the background because it's hot. That song you just heard was a Courtney song.
Before that was a Courtney song.
And the last song that we just heard was
Hypnotized by the Lad Mags off of their Hypnotized Purple 7-inch. I don't know what that noise is.
We're having some technical difficulties in the Femconcept right now.
Maybe the building is going to collapse. Who knows?
Anyways, we'll truck along.
We play both those bands first before we get to the next segment because they're both playing shows very soon. The Lad Mags are playing tonight with Le Chaussette and Louise Burns at the Hindenburg, 9:00. And the money that they're making at this event is going towards Mama Omwana Society, which is an organization that provides empowerment and support in the form of prenatal education to at-risk pregnant women in Uganda. So you can go to that show, check out those three bands, all really fantastic. We've played Louise Burns and Le Chaussette on the show before, so you should definitely go check that out. And before that, we played the Courtneys, Delivery Boy, and they're playing on April Fool's Day at the Weed Release Show at Anti-Social Skateboard Shop. Nelly and I were joking before that maybe the entire show is an April Fool's joke. Can you imagine if we just went and there's just no one there?
That would be very going with the theme. That'd be a commitment.
It'd be a good stunt.
Yeah. I have a paper due that day. I wonder if it's a joke. Or I could pull a joke on her and not hand it in. That would be tricky, wouldn't it?
That would be very tricky.
That'd throw her for a loop.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, something that is not a joke, that is laughable, but is not a joke, we are going to talk about today, is this thing that's been showing up on the internet. It's been revealed by people on the internet. Would you want to explain it?
So when you think about all the music, because all the lineups for music festivals for the summer are coming out right now, at least for like North American festivals, and people have kind of done this beautiful little editing trick and essentially they've taken out all of the male performers and left the female performers in the lineups. And so, you know, there's like a bunch of lists of names, and it's very like, it looks so full. You're like, wow, there's so many different bands playing. This is really cool. Like, it's a very colorful poster. It's like totally grabbing my eye. And then, but once all the male performers are taken out of the list, there is a noticeable discrepancy. It looks like five bands are playing for like a 3-day festival or something like that. Mm-hmm. So like I am currently looking at for Canadian music festivals, like Oshiega, there's like about out of maybe 50, I'd say 40 performers. There's maybe even more than that, actually. There's about 10 bands with women. Mm-hmm. As you go along, there's just like gaping holes, essentially, and female performers are spotty,
yeah,
to say the least. So that's something really to keep in mind when you're buying tickets. I mean, I'm not sure if that matters to everybody that's listening to our show, but just something that you got that is just important to recognize when you're buying tickets to shows or to festivals and kind of to see how things are situated.
Totally, because I mean, as much as these, it's kind of cool because it's happened to a lot of different festival posters now. So there's some smaller ones, there's some like different genre ones, like rock festivals, country ones, you know. And as much as these do reflect a certain proportion of the music industry, you know, it's like you have your really big name artists, and then a lot of these festivals support a lot of smaller artists that are not as well known. I mean, as much as they reflect that certain portion, they're also, you know, there's this big surge happening in music festival like scene right now, and or there has been for the past few years, and I think it's like very, the fact that there's such a discrepancy between male and female performers is just very...
It's like the visual really kind of gives it the reality that it is.
No, totally. Like, I'm looking at the one for Bestival right now, which is happening for the first time. It's a British festival happening for the first time in Toronto, and it's literally Florence and the Machine,
Clean Bandit, Cassie, and Tops. And then I think what's happened, they also decided to make, like, an all-female stage. So the very bottom of the poster has this, like, chunk for all these female performers, which is kind of patronizing and a little bit, like, I mean, like...
Well, you can have this special spot, but only this designated special spot, as opposed to...
Like, look at us!
The whole kind of festival and the big stages, too, and, like... If you've been to music festivals, you know, the big stages are...
The ones... Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, it's interesting because before I started seeing this, I didn't... I'd never thought about... Like, I've been to a fair number of these things, and it's never something that I have considered or even just, like, noticed in the poster, you know? Like, you just look at it and you're like, whoa,
and just
so
how that's
people.
The committee or whoever is choosing these like who's going to be in the festivals, like that this was probably just something that's not even a part of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who should we have in our festival this year? Okay, like, you know, when they're doing the breakdown, like, gender equality doesn't come into play. Mm-hmm. Which is,
well, and it just perpetuates itself right then. Yeah. Because if you're not giving, I mean, you can kind of see a similar thing that happens with smaller artists. It's like when you don't give people a chance to like be the headliners or like work their way up the list to being the person headlining, then like you're just going to continue to make these lineups where, like, the same people are dominating the, like, top few lines, or the same people are even being asked, right?
Yeah.
So...
Granted, like, from that line of reasoning, like, there is a lot of the headliner, like, Florence the Machine is, like, a headliner for many of these Canadian festivals.
Totally.
And Of Monsters and Men and Edward Sharp, so there are women in those, but at the same time, like... Just because they're on those headliners, like, doesn't mean that it's getting...
Yeah, no, exactly.
Distribution as you go along.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know. And this also, I acknowledge this is to people that do have the extra money to go to these
festivals.
Right? Not everybody has that.
I just think it's, like, a good... Yeah, it's just a good reflection on, like, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good illustration of what we talk about on this show and kind of the issues in the music industry that extend beyond the studio and the radio and performance-wise, especially because festivals are quite a thing in themselves, right?
Right.
Like, there's not... It's not the same as a concert, really,
and it's,
right?
But they're really... They are really good ways for the smaller bands to get acknowledgement or get, you know, like, even if... Because people go and they're going maybe for the headliners, but they're still going to see so many of the smaller acts or maybe be made aware of them. And then if there's not as much, I mean, I'd love to see also probably the same thing done for bands that have people of color in them or like non-white members.
Yeah, like if we go further in the kind of rip apart of this, of these lineups, like I wonder how it would look.
Yeah.
It would look probably fairly scarce and fairly geared toward white people. I'm gonna sneeze.
Oh my gosh, Erica and I don't think I was just gonna say I snozzed. Okay, I think that's about the time that we need to break now for some music. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, interesting thing to take.
Keep
to
that in mind when you're buying tickets this summer, and you know, I don't know, just keep that in your mind, essentially.
Okay, we are gonna play a song now by the Numb Bats. They're from Phoenix in Arizona. Three girls, and this album is called Gentle Horror, and it came out last summer. We're gonna play the song called The Other Angry Woman.
Thank you.
are back here on Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And that track you just heard was called Okay, Mr. Man. And that was by the band Sunflower Bean. And they're from New York, from Brooklyn specifically. And before that was the track Bloody Band-Aid by Cherry Glazer off of their album Haxel Princess. And before that, it was the Numbats with the song The Other Angry Woman. And both Sunflower Bean and Cherry Glazer will be in Vancouver this Thursday, I believe at the Biltmore. Let me double check. Cherry Glazer? No, they moved it to Studio East. That's not... I haven't been there yet. We'll see. It's in Vancouver. It should be a really good show. I think tickets are like $10 or something, so you should come check it out. Yeah. So, we've got about 20 minutes left. I'm chatting about some interesting stuff here on the show today pertaining to some of the music that we play. It's been some interesting... The internet's always interesting, I guess.
Yeah, it's full of... Interesting is one word, yeah.
Yeah, this is, interesting is a...
Vast and never-ending and scary and weird and abyss-like.
Reveals some of the scariness of realities of the human
and then
psyche.
To extend from the internet, then you think about social media, which is a whole other realm of fucked upness.
Yes, very true. As we saw.
Speaking of that, this week there is a artist. Her name is Rupi Kaur, I believe. Last name is spelled K-A-U-R. Mm-hmm. She is a poet and also a visual artist. She has an Instagram account under her name, Rupi Kaur, R-U-P-I-K-A-U-R, and she did a photo series, and one of the photos included was of a woman lying on her back in her bed, fully clothed, wearing gray sweatpants, white shirt, and she has a period blood stain on her her pants as well as on her bed. And so this was posted on Rupi Kaur's Instagram, and it was removed by Instagram because apparently it violated the community guidelines. So this created an enormous uproar, because how come sexualization of women essentially can be all over Instagram, and all over media in general, and the most natural, normal thing, such as a period, is removed and deemed inappropriate. So, Rupi Kaur wrote, there's a few different things she's kind of written, as the process has gone along, because she has gotten an overwhelming response from the the Instagram community, her fans, and I guess Instagram in general, because she ended up getting the photos back on. But I'm just going to read a little piece of her state. It's kind of a long statement, but I think that it really illustrates the issue of what she is trying to bring forward. So, she says, "Thank you, Instagram, for providing me with the exact response my work was created to critique. You deleted a photo of a woman who is fully covered and menstruating, stating that it goes against community guidelines when your guidelines outline that it is nothing but acceptable. The girl is fully clothed. The photo is mine. It is not attacking a certain group, nor is it spam. And because it does not break those guidelines, I will repost it again. I will not apologize for not feeding the ego and pride of misogynist society that will have my body in an underwear, but not be okay with a small leak. When your pages are filled with countless photos/accounts where women, so many who are underage, are objectified, pornified, and treated less than human. Thank you." And then it goes on. "This image is a part of my photo series project from my visual rhetoric course. You can view the full series at rupikaur.com. And then she says, "I bleed every month to help make humankind a possibility. My womb is home to the divine, a source of life for our species. Whether I choose to create or not, but very few times it is seen that way. In older civilizations, this blood was considered holy. In some, it still is. But a majority of people, societies, and communities shun this natural process. Some are more comfortable with the pornification of women, the sexualization of women, the violence and degradation of women than this. They cannot be bothered to express their disgust about all that, but will be angered and bothered by this. We menstruate, and they see it as dirty, attention-seeking, sick, a burden, as if this process is less natural than breathing, as if it is not a bridge between this universe and the last, as if this process is not love, labor, life, selfless, and strikingly beautiful. So that's what she had to say about the matter, and apparently the photos were ended up, Instagram allowed them to come back on and be posted again, claiming that it was an accident that they got rid of them, even though she has an actual visual picture of the email that she was sent by them. But as she says, like, at the very beginning of that piece, that part that I just read out, you know, thanks for being an agent or being a part of that, exactly illustrating the issue behind where the natural process of menstruating is totally scratched out of life, whereas porn and sexualization of women is totally...
People don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Well, because we've become so used to it, I think. You're just inundated with it all the time, right?
Yeah, and then to deem it as gross. Like, I think, like, even and as a woman, I can kind of reflect on being, like, even myself experience, like,
totally.
A sense of, like, I don't want to tell anybody anything about this process.
Yeah, no, totally.
And kind of making it seem, even though, meanwhile, all of us are out here, all us women out here are experiencing it, and it's something that we all experience, is pretty
slash
much.
The human race would not exist if it didn't happen, so let's just be real about that. Maybe, yeah, anyways.
So, that was something that happened this week, and I mean, I'm sure this is just one illustration, but it's, I think it's also Rupi Kaur being a poet, it's excellently
executed.
Like, her response is just very, like, precise and gets straight down to the point as to what the issue is in removing something like this. So toss her a follow, because she's sick.
Yeah.
And her poetry is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating.
And, yeah, shouts out to ladies who stand up for themselves.
Yeah. Definitely, because that is a brave, brave thing to do, I would say. Okay. Well, that so wraps up our internet summary for this week. Kind of nice thing
pretty
to do.
Impactful.
Yeah. Cool to comment on those things. Okay. We have 10 minutes left. A few more tracks to play. Stay tuned in. We've got Radio Zero up next. We've got Nardwar at 3:30. And Erica and I are hosting a listening party.
Yay! Femme Concept Styles.
Yeah.
Come by 4:30 till 7 at the CITR Lounge, 223, I want to say.
Yeah, I went and dug up a bunch of old vinyl from the CITR vinyl library. I found some amazing female MCs from the 80s and 90s yesterday. Well, I discovered them. Like, they've obviously existed for a long time, and I've just been ignorant of their... Oh my gosh, I, like, went down a rabbit hole last night of all this amazing music, and I'm gonna play it.
It landed at Queen Latifah.
Okay, Queen Latifah.
So just, that's a little tidbit that you'll... Yo. If you come and attend, you can hear.
She was a really good rapper. Most people probably don't know that, but she was really, really sick. She rapped with, like, a tribe called Quest in the
90s.
Yeah. But yeah, so that you have that to look forward to. And it's the last listening party probably ever in this station. Who knows? I mean, yes, it is.
Yes,
we're going
to
move in a month. It's going to happen. It's going to be great. Yeah, we're very excited. And also, this is a bit belated, but Fun Drive ended up raising $42,000. Fun Concept had over, like, 20 people donate to it. So
Ayo.
That's amazing.
That's pretty sweet.
Thank you to everybody who
Thanks.
Did that. And looking very much forward to having our new website and our reels digitized so we can delve into the history of CITR and display it for everybody and hopefully add our own interesting tidbits to the internet.
Yay.
Okay, enough talking for now. We're going to listen to the song Bad Kids by the band So Young from Ontario. Enjoy.
Thank you. Oh,